this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
OA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A public funeral has been announced for boxing legend Muhammad Ali, who died late Friday in Arizona. At a news conference Saturday, family spokesman Bob Gunnell said the 74-year-old Ali died of septic shock due to natural causes. He said the boxer's public funeral will be held Friday afternoon at the KFC Yum Center in Louisville, Kentucky. It will be open to the public, and Gunnell said the family knew that everyone wanted to have the chance to say goodbye.
Muhammad Ali was truly the people's champion, and the celebration will reflect his devotion to people of all races, religions, and backgrounds.
Former President Bill Clinton, comedian Billy Crystal, and journalist Bryant Gumbel will deliver eulogies. Tributes to Muhammad Ali have poured in worldwide since his death. President Barack Obama, who keeps a pair of the boxer's gloves in his private office at the White House, said that Ali shook up the world and the world is better for it. Civil rights activist, the Reverend Al Sharpton, called Ali a champion in all walks of life.
So yes, he could beat everybody in the ring, but don't reduce him to just another boxer. He was a historic figure that changed history, and as he walks into the ages, let's know who he is. Give a Harlem salute to the greatest of all time, Muhammad Ali.
UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon called Ali one of the 20th century's great humanitarians and advocates for understanding and peace. Basketball great-turned-journalist Kareem Abdul-Jabbar remembered Ali as a friend and mentor whose greatness was his ability to be different things to different people. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has arrived in Ulaanbaatar, Mongolia, his first trip to Mongolia as the top U.S. diplomat. The State Department says that Kerry will launch a new U.S. Agency for International Development project meant to increase both citizen engagement in the democratic political process and to enhance good governance in Mongolia. The United States established diplomatic relations with Mongolia in 1987. Washington has been supporting political and economic development of Mongolia, which also maintains good relations with its giant neighbors, Russia and China. Thousands attended a candlelight vigil on Saturday in Hong Kong to mark the 27th anniversary of the 1989 crackdown on pro-democracy demonstrations in Beijing's Tiananmen Square. Organizers estimated around 125,000 people attended the main candlelight vigil in Victoria Park. RTHK, said that the attendance was the lowest since 2008. On June 4, 1989, China sent in tanks to break up demonstrations in Tiananmen Square. Beijing has never released a death toll, but estimates from human rights groups and witnesses range from several hundred to several thousand. The Syrian army has reached the edge of the northern province of Raqqa on Saturday, the home of the de facto capital of the self-claimed Caliphate of the Islamic State group. The British-based Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said that Syrian troops, backed by Russian airstrikes, reached the administrative border of Raqqa province. It said that during 3 days of fighting, at least 26 Islamic State militants had been killed, along with 9 from the Syrian troops and allied forces. Pope Francis has decreed that Roman Catholic bishops who were found to be negligent when dealing with priests accused of child abuse can be removed from office. A new Vatican law the Pope issued Saturday appeared to be a response to a long-standing demand by American Catholic activists who have denounced what they saw as the Church's failure to take action against pedophile priests. Niger's defense ministry says at least 32 soldiers were killed when hundreds of Boko Haram extremists attacked a military post near the country's border with Nigeria. The ministry said in a statement that Friday's attack in Bosso left 30 Niger soldiers and 2 from Nigeria dead. Another 67 were wounded. The defense ministry said Niger's military launched a counterattack Saturday, pushing the militants out of Bosso and inflicting heavy casualties. For more, log on to our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.